Razorback basketball. What should the minimum expectation be for this team that was picked 8th in the preseason by your media buddies over there at SEC Media Days?
I think they're going to be better than 8th, but and when I said NIT, that would be improvement.
Yeah.
I don't want them playing in the NIT. I want them to play in the NCAA tournament.
How many teams did the league get last year in the NCAA?
Three.
They're not going to get more than 4, I wouldn't think, even if they had a really good year.
They're leaving football arenas to go back to a basketball arena on a long-term contract. The league has slipped that badly.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, there was a former co-host in here that used to tell me how great the league was. He was wrong then, he's wrong now. But it used to be better than it is currently, and they have really fallen a long way.
It's regressed to before Arkansas joined the league.
Yeah.
It's Kentucky and everybody else.
That's it. And Florida had a couple good years. But other than those two schools, and this is the thing, Missouri has had a pretty solid program, but they've got to step up. And maybe they could. Who knows?
They got a crooked coach.
Well, who knew? He's a dumpster fire waiting to happen.
He really is, yep.
But
sad.
Wally, I'm sorry. Anything shy of an NCAA bid with a 68-team field is not acceptable. You got to be one of the 68 teams to get in. I know that doesn't mean you're one of the 68 best teams. You're better than that. But still, I think you got to get in this year. It's a disappointment.
Well, think about this. They played 2 teams, one on the road, one at home last year, that made the Final Four in Syracuse and Michigan. They were in the game with 5 minutes to go in both of those games. If they could find a way to win one or both of those games, that might have gotten them in. They just didn't have any quality wins.
Well, the other thing is you're going to have a pretty gaudy record or finish very, very high in the league or both because, again, the RPI won't be that great.
That's one thing that basketball has all over football. Football, you're guaranteed a lofty spot at the end of the season just on the amount of wins you have. Basketball, you're guaranteed nothing if you didn't play anybody.
Right.
You've got to play better teams.
Well, their non-conference is especially weak, too.
Well, that doesn't help them.
Yeah, it's the opposite of football. You've got to dress up your non-conference with basketball.
They've got shooters, but they need to get more makers.
Yeah. That's a good point. And the thing is, I do think Wade will play better because he can't play worse, and he has ability.
B.J. Young is addition by subtraction.
I agree.
He was a disruption to the team. He was selfish. I think you'll see a different Kai Madden at the point.
We agree. He's the key.
He is. I would agree.
If he plays confident basketball, they're going to have a chance. And he's got a lot more guys to distribute this to this year than he has in the past. Who's the best returning player on this team, though?
Wade.
They're going to lean heavy on guys that have not played at the college level.
Yeah.
Although they played a lot of high-level AAU, which these days is
almost
as good.
You better hope those freshmen step up.
Well, you know, in 94 when they won the championship, Nolan changed his offense. He went inside out. Corliss touched the ball on every possession. If he didn't have a shot, it went back out. But they had guys that could make it
Thurman.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me, or did either it was a misprint, or I didn't realize that Portis had grown 2 inches? Because last I checked, he was 6'8". Now he's a 6'10 kid. And Kingsley's 6'10". So they are going to have some size. And we all know Alandis Harris is much better. And my buddy Nate did a feature on him in Sync Weekly, and he's going to come up next week and talk about it a little bit. There's a guy who is a proven college basketball commodity.
That's true. He's eligible this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He went to Houston and transferred?
Yeah, and helped beat Arkansas, unfortunately, in North Little Rock a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Well, since Anderson's been there, they've become pretty good at home. I mean, they're hard to beat in their own arena, but they stink on the road. They've got to find a way to win some road games.
Yeah, you better beat the bottom half of the league. And the other thing is Arkansas did not get any favors in the conference schedule because you have to play Kentucky twice, you play Missouri twice. Maybe they play Florida twice, too?
That helps the RPI, though, if you can win some of the games. So they got to get those RPIs, that RPI up somehow.
Okay, so you say NIT's okay.
That would show improvement. Just be on the radar.
I don't think NIT's acceptable because they should have made the NIT last year. My thing is I'm willing to give you a pass last year. You didn't get where you're supposed to be last year. That's fine. But you got to make the NCAA this year. It's a disappointment for me. Okay. I'm not saying fire the guy if he doesn't make it. I'm just saying that's the level of success I have to have.
I think what I'm saying is people want to see some improvement. Third year, they want to see some improvement.
Okay, they either have to be if they're a bubble team that gets barely popped and I can at least sit on the radio and rant for 5 days about how they got screwed, that'd be fine with me. It's the next best thing.
A week's worth of shows?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I'm good. Thank you, Coach Anderson.
He get a pass if he doesn't make it because the league's so bad?
No.
Because the league is, you could say, is holding them back.
If they have a 22-win season and get left out again on the bubble because their RPI blows because the league stinks, I get that.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm willing to work with that.
Yeah.
But you got to get 22 wins now. Hey, looks like you got the hard part. By the way, tonight, UCA trying to stay in the Southland Conference mix. They are 1-1 in conference play. Homecoming on campus this weekend, 3 o'clock kick tomorrow. I will be at the draft tonight because we can't possibly wait until tomorrow to start reveling in homecoming fun on the UCA campus. So come join us tonight from 6 to 8. Clint Conk will join me live during Drive Time Sports at 6:30. So we're going to have a lot of fun up there tonight. We're going to get things rolling. Matty T, you got to come up tonight.
Pre-game party?
Yeah, buddy. 6 to 8. You might meet your future ex-wife.
Wow.
Sid. Sid? Hey, Sid. Great call. Hog freaking wild.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Hog freaking wild.
Wally. Matty T.
What'd it do?
Pigskin Preacher.
HFW.
First off, delving back into your archives, everybody knows Gentle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And can you remember when Gentle Ben was on the phone with Tommy and he bumped a car in his work parking lot?
Yes.
The verbal tirade that followed that was unbelievable. I about ran off the road and hit a tree.
Gentle Ben, are you still there?
I'm back again. Y'all cut me off, hung up on me, and all that good stuff.
All right. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay, about the smart thing, and the athlete, I believe I'd like...
That's not the one. Don't have it.
I was in the studio that morning.
He ran into a car and started saying bad things.
He said a swear word. Ben is like a...
Tommy didn't cut off in time.
He's the least likely...
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's the least likely caller to swear on the air.
We quit calling him Gentle Ben and called him GD.
Good one, Wally. Good one. And I had a question on the basketball team there.
Mm-hmm.
You called out the best player coming back. How many starters we have coming back? And do you think our athletic ability is going to be better? Because I think they showed flashes of brilliance last year. They just couldn't put a whole game together.
Yeah.
Do you think that can come together, Wally?
I'd be surprised the overall athleticism is not better, Wally.
Yeah, I think they're going to be better overall. But I'm with Pigskin. They've got to learn to win on the road.
That was a... stick in the eye there.
Well, they were losing to awful teams on the road. I mean, they're losing to cellar dwellers on the road.
Didn't they lose to Auburn?
Yeah, South Carolina. You got to beat those teams.
Yes, you do.
You have to. So we'll see. And they had Syracuse beaten. I'm not trying to make excuses, but Sutherland just went out of his mind and was raining down threes from everywhere. Other than that, they were taking it to Syracuse a lot of the game, giving them problems. So
appreciate the call.
Liner's playing.
All right, thank you.
Yes, it is. That's good because we're up against the top of the hour. We're going to bid Wally adieu and thank our friends at Deltic Timber for providing him to us again, because without them, there is no Wally. And for those of you who hate Wally, you can blame Deltic Timber.
Had a lot of fun. You guys have a great weekend.
Kidding. I love you. I'm looking through this. Ricky Scott, Mardrakus Wade, two guys that definitely did not play up to their ability last year. Michael Qualls, another guy that has shown some signs. Portis.
Hadar.
Kingsley. Kiko.
I like
him. Kiko. Atlantis. Kiko's the guy we all root for, and he definitely showed up and has moments. He made Michigan nervous for a few minutes.
Oh, they weren't guarding him. I'm like, this guy can shoot. Yeah. That's the only thing he can do, but he can shoot.
It's like, who's your white shooter?
Exactly.
What's his name?
I don't know, but they were running the picket fence for him.
103.7 The Buzz and Junior Achievement of Arkansas for this year's 2013 Turkey Bowl on Tuesday, November 12th at Professor Bowl in Little Rock.